What is up? I am back from Daytona. I have a bunch of videos to edit up, including this one. So I did my first ride on the Limiteds, Road Glide and Street Glide, and we'll have a first ride on a trike coming. I also talked to some vendors, and this is the first one of those videos where I've got to go visit with some vendors. There's some new cool products coming out, and that's one of the things I really like about Daytona Bike Week is getting to see all the vendors because they're almost all there, and some of them debut new products there. So Cardo, who I'm a Cardo ambassador, has a new helmet coming out. And it's not a secret. They've been kind of teasing it's coming out, but I don't think it's quite production ready yet, but they wanted to show it. They had some tunneling tests going on. They did like a wind tunnel type thing for not, you know, speed or aerodynamics, but for noise cancellation with this new helmet and stuff. And it was super, super windy that day. So what you're going to see today has a lot of wind noise in the background. I tried to edit as much of that out as I could. So you're just going to have to bear with the audio, but I let Cardo tell me about the new helmet and show it to me. So we don't know the exact pricing yet. If they've announced it, I haven't seen it. But it's a really interesting thing because it's got this Cardo feature set integrated into it. Now, so I had the Harley-Davidson branded one that integrates well with my 2024 Street Glide really well. But I also have the Pack Talk Pro, and I put the 4th of July sticker over this baby. I am a big fan of the Pro. It's my favorite. I like the active on-off based on movement. That's a big deal for me. It also has crash protection, which is cool and stuff. And you guys may not know it, but Cardo's been donating some sales to help riders who've gone down that have benefited from the crash detection in the Pack Talk Pro. One of them, you know, contributes his life being saved to that because it called his wife and she was able to, you know, call someone for 911 for him, things like that. I don't know the whole story, but I do know that there's funds being donated because of riders that went down that have benefited from the crash protection. So I think that's really cool that they do that as well. I'll leave a link in my description down below for the Cardo website in case you're interested in any of their products. This product, like I said, I don't think it's for sale yet, but it's a really cool looking helmet. So let's take a look at it. And again, sorry about the wind noise. Can't come to Destination Daytona not go see my boys at Cardo. You guys know I'm a Cardo ambassador, and they've just come out with a really cool new product. It is a helmet with Cardo all integrated in it. It's called Beyond. And I'm going to let somebody from Cardo who knows all about it tell you about it because I'm just seeing it for the first time today. But you guys want to check this out.
Oh, this is our baby. You came to the right booth. Yeah, like you said, man, the Cardo Beyond, this is years in the making. It's our first helmet, so we wanted to make sure we did it right. Starting off with a full carbon fiber shell. It comes in four different shell sizes, so we're not stuffing it full of padded to, you know, make the different sizes. You've got multi-density liner, GPS. Inside here, we've got the 53. I'm not even sure if you can see this, but it's the biggest speaker we've ever made. It's a 53 millimeter speaker. When it comes to sound, and I can say this confidently, no other helmet will put out the sound that you're getting in this. Not just the volume, but the sound of itself, the robustness of it. If we're talking sound as well, you've got active noise cancellation on this helmet. And that word has been thrown around in certain ways throughout the years. All I can say is this is active noise cancellation that works and that it benefits your ride. It gets rid of the low hum. It takes off that exhaustive lower frequencies, but I can still hear the sirens. I still have my conversations. We've actually got a wind tunnel set up next to us for people to check it out. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does it get all the same features as the like Pack Talk Edge or the Pack Talk Pro?
So you've got features similar to Pack Talk Pro. Actually, you've got the guts of a Pack Talk Pro in there. But obviously, the bigger speakers, you have the crash detection. You have an active brake light in the back, which is just inertia-based. As I slow down, it will turn on. different brightnesses for day and night. There's a ceramic antenna up top that actually, for the bike-to-bike comms, that actually uses the helmet itself as the antenna. You've got a proximity sensor on the inside, so when you put it with the helmet on, it knows there's a head in there, and it turns on by itself. There's no, yeah.
The auto on and off is my favorite feature of the PackTalk Pro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's spoiling. I wish more things in my life were auto on off.
Can you get that for my wife? We'll cut that part out.
Yeah, we'll chop block. I mean, the more I look at it, the more there is. There's LEDs up front that give you status indicators of what's going on in the helmet that match the audio cues. It's an incredible piece. You've got RAM air in the front. Exhaust comes out right here, right beneath the LED.
What's the battery life though?
About 13 hours.
Where we charge it at?
This is the beautiful part of this. Typically with a smart helmet, you got to lug this thing in and go charge it. We thought that through, and here's your battery.
Take that off, put it on a USB-C or something?
Wireless charge it. Charge it however you want. Pick up another one if you need to swap out and not have time to charge. There's a lot of versatility built into having the battery.
I really like that.
Yeah, put a little USB-C there.
Very, very cool.
And you know what the unknown and maybe the coolest part about this whole thing is that it's getting really good feedback. So we're, like I said a minute ago, we're doing the ENT demo and seeing people's raw reaction to like, holy crap, that is actually nice. They're feeling the noise cancellation happening. They're hearing the sound. You never know until you know. So they're putting out in the real world and get some real feedback. They're liking how it fits. They're liking its performance. So we're off to a good start.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to tell us about the new product. I can't wait to get my hands on one and tell you everybody, put it through some paces and show everybody on the channel what it's about. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. You guys let me know what you think about that new helmet. Also, Cardo has just put the PackTalk Pro in a duo pack. So usually if you buy one, it's a price. And if you buy it, what they call a duo pack that comes with two of those items, you get a little break in the pricing. Well, now the PackTalk Pro is available in a duo pack. So like if you and your wife want to have both these units, you can buy both of them at the same time and save a little bit extra on that as well. That's something they just started offering with the PackTalk Pro. It's a pretty new product they just came out with about a year ago. I really like that this new helmet has bigger speakers. I have their kind of pro speakers that come with the PackTalk Pro, and they're definitely a step up from what came with the Edge. Now these are going to be even better. So I expect even better audio quality and active noise cancellation. I didn't get time to test it. I had to be somewhere for a trike ride. So I do want to try and get my hands on one of those in the future and ride with it, see what I really think of it. Even if they could just loan a demo unit out that we sent back, that would be really cool to share that experience with you guys. If that's something you'd like, let me know in the comments down below. And maybe once they become available or they have some more test units, I can try that. Now, I'll admit, I've been a little skeptical in the past of helmets that had integrated comm units or integrated cameras. I've seen both those kinds of things. Because if that electronic component goes bad, you have to have a warranty repair or something like that, you got to ship your helmet off. You lose your helmet with it. Now, it's really not that big a deal for me at this point. I have, you know, 2 3-quarter helmets to a half helmet. I have another full face helmet. So it wouldn't kill me if I had to ship it off to get something repaired should that happen. But that is something you probably should consider when you're buying a helmet like this. Now, the biggest thing I see with electronics is battery life gets bad and they don't last as long. And the fact that this has an interchangeable battery that is not like embedded in the system and part of the helmet itself, it can be taken off and swapped out. I like that feature a lot. That also means if the battery is getting bad or weak, you can just buy a new battery and have that 13 hours of talk time, run time again. So I think they did some really cool things in the design. Can't wait to get a bigger, better look at it. Maybe review it. Anyway, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.